I want us to notice tonight a verse in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1. There in 1 Samuel 3 and 1, Samuel was a child at this point, just a young man, just a child. Now, we don't know how old. He was old enough to be sent to work with Eli, to learn from Eli. But it says, and the child, Samuel, ministered unto the Lord before Eli. This young man is ministering before the Lord. Unto the Lord, before Eli. Eli is this man who is a priest. He is a man of the cloth. He has two sons that are renegades. Brother Bill Riddick, Dennis Riddick's uncle, used to preach a sermon called Three Boys Raised in Church. Samuel and Hophni and Phinehas. And quite a contrast, as you know there. Now notice what it says here. In the last part of the verse, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And where there is no vision, the people perish. And that word precious there means valuable. It's precious. It's valuable. And it was precious to those who had it. But one thing that made it precious is that it was scarce. It was scarce. And we're getting to that place in our country where those who love the Word of God and those who read the Word of God are hard to find. But also, I want to say I'm encouraged by the number of people that I've talked to recently who've been willing to take a gospel tract, willing for me to talk to him, willing for me to have a conversation about the gospel with them. We had that conversation last night in Lexington, Tennessee. I was in Dodge's store. You know what a Dodge's is. And they have a lot of chicken in there. And this young lady and her daughter were in there, and I said, ma'am, I'd like to give you this tract. It tells about Christ who died, was buried, and who rose again. And I work with on ships, and I'm a chaplain. And she said, thank you. And I went ahead and did, you know, got my slushy. I have never had a slushy till last night, but I got one. And then went back out to the van, and she was sitting out there in her vehicle. Cliff was out there. And he said she had sat there waiting until I got out and wanted to talk to me. So there's hope, amen? There's hope. She said, I want you to come to our church. I want you to come to our place. I want our church to know about this. Isn't that good? God is so good. So good. So we live in a time when, yes, the Word of God is precious. It is valuable. And we need to get that valuable Word out to the world. And how are we going to do that? We do that by sowing the seed. Sowing the seed. What are we to sow? We're to sow precious seed. All right? What was that word we saw? The Word of God was precious. Precious. And in Psalm 126:6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing what kind of seed? Precious seed. Shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. He's going to have a harvest. So we're to spread the seed. Get the seed out of the barn. You can't have a crop if you keep the seed in the barn. These farmers around here, they had to get the seed out of the barn before they could get a crop. Amen? You can't just hope it'll happen. You can't sit here on these pews and expect people to just wander in. You've got to go and talk to them and tell them and invite them. Get the word out to them. That's what we need to do. We're to sow in tears as well. It's precious seed. And how do we sow? We sow in tears. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. We're to have compassion. We're to have love. We're to be caring. I believe, and I don't want to sound presumptuous, but in recent months, my heart has been burdened more for this country than in my whole life. And there's a burden that just rests on me. And the only hope is the Lord. People say, well, we can't have a revival like they had under Jonathan. Yeah, we can. If God sends a revival, we'll have it. Send a great revival. Send a great revival. We need that. We need a great revival, and God can do it again. And Jonathan Edwards wasn't a real fiery preacher. At least not the night that he read Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. They say he just was with a little bit of light and read it in more or less a monotone. And God moved in. So God can do that. You say, well, I don't know. He's sovereign. He do as pleases. Amen? But he wants us to have love and concern and caring. And then we notice also that we're to have a place where we sow. And there's a verse that's very, very precious to me. And it's in Isaiah chapter 32, verse number 20. Isaiah 32 and verse number 20 says this. Blessed are ye that sow. Some of y'all getting there? Blessed are ye that sow beside some waters. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. And that's what we're doing. We're sowing seed that goes to waters all over the world. We're sowing beside all waters. Getting the gospel out. I never thought I'd be doing this. Had no idea this would ever be what I'd be doing. After supper tonight, I don't really want to use this phrase, but I'm as happy as a pig in the sunshine. Y'all ever heard that? I mean, listen, I'm happy to do what I'm doing. There's a joy about it. Why? Because it's God's plan for my life right now. And I want to sow seed. And where do I want to sow it? Beside all waters. That Ukrainian young man, that Polish young lady, get them the gospel. Get them the gospel. And then when to sow. Ecclesiastes 11. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 6. When are we to sow? Look what it says here and listen closely. In the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not thine hand. Get the picture of reaching into the pouch? And, well, I'm not sowing very good tonight. But anyway, sowing the seed. Reaching in and sowing the seed. That's what we're to do in the morning. Sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not thine hand. Don't put your hand like Napoleon. Okay? Withhold not thine hand. Why? I don't think it does any good to do that. I don't think it does any good to get the gospel. I keep on God save whoever he wants to, and he will. But that's not my business. That's his business. Now notice what it says. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper. You don't know. You don't know what's going to prosper. Either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. You don't know what's going to happen. It's like that young lady last night. Was she happy, Cliff? She was on, I mean, she was so happy. She said, my mama was a commander in the Navy. And she said, I just have a heart for reaching those people. And then we've just got to get the gospel. She was on fire. That's a blessing. Set my soul afire, Lord. Set my soul afire. So I just wanted to report tonight. We're still at it. We're one-eyed and one-armed, but we're at it. And somebody talked about maybe breaking my leg, but anyway, don't do that. I don't want that to happen.